U.S. President Joe Biden is keeping his distance from the federal criminal investigation involving classified documents that were retained by his immediate predecessor, Donald Trump. The details from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman, in Washington.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on Monday deflected numerous questions from reporters about whether President Joe Biden is concerned about national security implications related to the FBI's seizure of documents from Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence and private club in Florida.
This is a part of an investigation. The president hasn't been briefed on any of this. None of us have been briefed. The White House has been briefed on any of this.
The press secretary added that while it is important to have transparency, the White House is not going to comment further about the documents or the possible criminal case against the former president. She did state the White House had not requested that the intelligence community undertake its assessment of possible security risks posed by Trump's retention of some classified material. Trump and his Republican supporters in Congress have accused the Department of Justice of political interference ahead of this year's midterm elections and a possible run in 2024 by the former president to recapture the White House. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
People who drink tea may be a little more likely to live longer than those who don't. That's according to a large study of British tea drinkers published Monday. Scientists found two or more cups daily was tied for a modest benefit, a 9% to 13% lower risk of death from any cause. Adding milk or sugar didn't change the results. Past studies in China and Japan, where green tea is popular, suggested health benefits. The new study extends the good news to Britain's favorite drink, black tea. A study like this is based on observing people's habits and health. It can't prove cause and effect. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.